This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the impact of small gifts. The last few series have involved some element about being in a new season or embarking upon a new journey. And as an entrepreneur, I can easily recall those days when I would refrain from giving because I couldn't give in the way that I really wanted to give. Sometimes I didn't have enough time to give of myself in the way that I wished to, so I wouldn't volunteer at all. Or other times I may not even have enough money to give the gift that I really wanted to give, so I would either give what I could afford and feel some sense of shame, or I wouldn't give at all. Today I have a completely different take on giving. I understand that God does not measure giving in the same way that society measures it. And this is made crystal clear in the story about the widow's offering. So the story tells of one day when many rich people put large sums of money in the treasury at the temple. They deposited all types of coins and donations as they were giving from their abundance. However, there was a widow who came in, and she only deposited a couple of coins. Unlike the others, she was giving from her heart, and she was giving what she had. That got Jesus's attention to the extent that he talked to his disciples about this type of giving and how important it is. Therefore, remember that he sees us and he knows the motivation behind our giving. So when you're in a new season and you may not be able to give the way you want to, don't let that stop you from giving something from your heart. And as you think about your next gift, remember these words: give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, Luke 6:38. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, let your small gift have a big impact.